Hello, lovely humans. I'm Wyo Lee, and once again, you are listening to Sex Stories. We changed our name back, and it's a bit of a sad liberation because the potentially life-changing pod-supporting real adult income level safe for work advertising opportunity has officially fallen through. So, the silver lining is I'm allowed to be accidentally naughty again, and we can thank the censorship-loving decision-makers of the Spotify podcast ad network. So, this is a reminder. If you've been thinking about being a guest on Sex Stories, now is the time. Apply to be a guest before June 21st, 2024, because it looks like the creation gods might be sending me in a different direction soon, and I would absolutely love to chat with any of you who have been working up the courage for the past however many weeks or months or years I hear from you guys. Remember, you can use an alias to stay anonymous, we can pitch shift your voice, and 90% of our guests claim to be extremely anxious and nervous before we start recording, but I am kind of magical at calming people down. To sign up now and share your stories before this podcast changes formats or goes away forever, visit sexstoriespodcast.com. And if you want to go deeper and get more personal with me, you can get updates that include my sex stories. I'm writing them out now. It's pretty cool. It's like erotica. Fantasies, private thoughts, and artwork updates, along with access to our community Discord where you can post your own nudes and share your stories privately. Join me on Patreon at patreon.com/wyolee. You can also indulge my work kink with a lens into my erotic bits by joining me on onlyfans.com/wyolee for a taste of all my masturbation, meditation, sensation explorations, as well as exclusive photos, or unlock them all one by one at onlyfans.com/wyofree. If you want to get slutty and play with me in real time, join me on Sext Panther for spicy messages, phone calls, or live video chats, which I am loving so much, sextpanther.com/wyowyoh. If you don't want to do a full episode, but you do have a single story or a question for me, I also love getting voice memos via sexstoriespodcast.com. And if you want to see all my question lists on sex, love, and relationships of all kinds, visit wyolee.com/share. If you'd like to hire me as a photographer or videographer, I help people with spicy content, I help people with regular content, wyolee.com is the place to do just that. This podcast is an independent production, so supporting in any of the above ways or with tips of all sizes is always deeply appreciated and, you know, makes me tingly. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, and even if you're not, you could be, you can now answer our question of the week, and sometimes we even do polls. And if you love sex stories and want to help us recover from last year's troll attack on Spotify, taking 6 to 9 seconds right now to leave us 5 stars would be hugely appreciated. I would also love it if you left a nice little review. We want to get this podcast out to as many people who are curious about real human connection as possible. And you taking a couple seconds to leave some stars and a review really helps us do just that. So thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you who is listening and spreading ripples of love with me. And I hope you love this episode. Kimberly.
Yes?
I'm thinking about so many things. Do you want to just noodle?
I would love to just noodle.
Sweet friends, I am here with one of my number one noodle friends. And to be clear, number one noodle friend is not like my best friend, like the one. Hi, noodle friends. We're noodling again. So today we have some ramen from Silver Lake Ramen. They're not sponsoring this, although I wish they would. I didn't tell them what I was doing because I'm embarrassed. Do we pour the broth in? How do we make it happen?
So I think we should pour the broth
what
in.
What did I get? Blaze? I have
you
Blaze.
Got Blaze.
And I'm blazing. Hi, noodle friends. Yeah. So today we're just noodling. Our topics of noodles first are, what did I call it? Disappointment. What did I say on the phone?
Sad.
Sad liberations.
Sad liberations.
So we're here with some sad liberations today because X Stories officially got denied from, like, we've been waiting for over 3 months to find out an answer from Megaphone on if it was going to be a viable financial option. So we're in noodle mode. We're here to talk about maybe love stories. Is it going to be love stories instead of extra? Do you pour the broth in?
I think we should
pour
the broth.
Should we pour these things into the broth? That'll probably make a splash. I'm going to pour my broth in. So we're here to noodle. And noodle means we're just like curiously thinking about stuff out loud. We don't, you know, maybe we'll discover some answers. I guess a regular person might say brainstorm. But I like to say, hello, everyone. I like to say I'm just noodling because it is disarming and it keeps people from feeling judgment. Hello, Jason. Hello, the Naked Truth PC. Here, let me get you. Whoa, tell me about the Naked Truths. Let's see, I have some frothy spoons for us. I mean, but.
These are better.
These are, I mean, don't tell, these are udon spoons, but I kept them. I can't help it. If it's a plastic thing, I must keep it. So, yeah, so today we're noodling on, like, what to do about the podcast. Kimberly, if you don't know, Kimberly is the incredible editor and producer of X Stories.
Hi.
I mean, we kind of produce together. We both try to be the producers together, and we're working on it. We would love another person to be the producer.
We would love it.
But is that okay to say?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, that's how I feel, just in terms of like all of the things. So I'm going to try not to be too splashy here. Oh, damn, this looks delicious. Last week, I got splashes everywhere last week. That'll probably happen. I think I'm going to start by eating my egg.
Ooh, what a great
practice
idea.
Slowing down. There will be noodle slurping. So those of you with misophonia, I'm sorry. You've been warned. Those of you with ASMR, we are just a podcast that handles all aspects of life from raising kids to sex. Well, I'm not going to say that word here. Ideas while recording in the...
Ooh,
I love that. Do you also record video? And if so, don't say it where to find that. I would like to not get kicked off of a platform. I love that. I mean, that's so my vibe. And also, what a world we live in where... I mean, Kimberly's going to keep me from ranting about censorship, but we are going to noodle on, like, functionally what to do about the podcast. We may not come up with the answers today, but... In preparation for this possibility, I have been recording love stories. So if you go to wiley.com/share, I have love questions, relationship questions, dating questions, marriage questions, divorce questions, friendship questions, secret questions. I'm so full of questions. Most people want to talk to me about the original topic, which is my favorite. Nah, not yet. We do record at clothing optional locations sometimes. Oh, I mean, that makes sense. If you're not doing video, they would allow that. I want to do it all.
Oh, this is spicy.
Mm-hmm. Mmm. Oh, yeah. I just ate my egg. Damn, I love that egg.
Me too.
Oh, damn.
It's the best part for me. I mean, it's all delicious.
It's all delicious. That egg is special, but I got to eat it right away while it's perfect. So we're doing some disappointment celebrations today. What did I call it? Sad-librations.
Sad-librations.
This is one of my favorite things. If you listen to me, you probably know I love making up words. My favorite thing when someone's like, yeah, I just got divorced. I feel like I end up dating a lot of divorced people, but I just got divorced. I say, congratulations. I don't know how to... love your art on page. Thank you. I know... I've been getting a lot of attention for my collages lately, maybe because I just came back out of hiding, but Kimberly, am I allowed to do another collage yet? When do I get to earn a collage? I think when the podcast earns its living is when I get to make another collage, although I might have to do it soon. So I'm going to just messily eat noodles here. Oh, damn, that's spicy. You know, the sad thing is, because of how algorithms work, because of how all these things work, like, Insta-wise, the collage does not perform well. So when humans come to tell me things, like nice things with connected human words, that's great. In terms of engagement, which is what the marketing people tell me I'm supposed to pay attention to, and my artist parts are like, excuse me, do you know how many people love my beautiful work? but that's not necessarily the thing. So... I'm letting go of figuring out, and I'm gently noodling. Oh my god, I meant to start out by saying, Happy Wiggle Wednesday, everyone! Oh, it's time for, we will finish up by wiggling. Also, if anyone is a Huberman Lab lover out there like me, well, first of all, who are you? Okay, you guys enjoy the noodles, we gotta feed them. I love when people are like, hey, I'm leaving. Farewell. Cool. You could just bop out. We would never know. People come and go. All good. You don't need to explain yourselves. I would like to, like, release everyone from the need to explain themselves and figure outing. You know, I too am practicing this.
Huberman.
Huberman. Yeah.
We love him.
So, what do I do when I'm doing this? Like, when I have a big mouthful of noodles, should I stop talking? But it's so fun. So, if you've not yet listened to this week's episode of Huberman Lab, go listen to it. If you want one way to improve your personal life, go listen to that podcast. And I understand most people are not going to do all the protocols. I do a lot of them. I miss your shaved head.
Cool. Well, I'm here in the present moment. I don't know what to tell you. It is very easy. I do like it. However, there are many practical reasons to have it. And also, you don't need to look at me now. I have ugly hair, so go close your eyes.
Your hair is beautiful.
That's probably a rude response.
That's probably a rude response.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I miss my shaved head, too. And then people are like, why? I do have a good reason for keeping hair. And if you are listening to me in all the places, internet scavenger hunt-wise, then you know that. And if not, then you're not paying close enough attention for it to matter. Talking with noodles is the way of the noodle. It's meant to be messy and noisy. I didn't put my seaweed in.
Neither did I.
Do we just put it in? Do you crinkle it?
I usually break it up in a little bit and then.
You're very fun. Will you be doing it again? You know, it's so funny. People love to ask, like, my hair is the number one thing besides my other favorite topics that I won't mention that people talking about. If I have it, if I don't have it, there's like no way for me to avoid it. You know, I do have a plan, but I'm not a fortune teller. If I live long enough to do my plan, it'll happen. If I don't, who can say? You know, I take no day for granted. I'm making a mess. Kimberly is not. Like, I have a whole big...
That's my napkin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were sharing everything.
Okay.
I think he's obsessive about napkins. I had half of my head shaved for surgery long ago. It was a very strange and drafty. I was not a fan of the sensation. Oh, I love this sensation. It does take getting used to. The two times that I went fully bald, like with a straight razor bald, once I was playing a cult member, once I was doing a Mrs. Clean photo shoot. That was very funny, in my opinion. I found it so interesting and breezy. And then when I was wearing a beanie, like when it started growing back, before it was like a zero, you know, so if you know clippers, like even before it got to a zero, it was like Velcro. And so I'd wear a beanie and just tug at it and it would get stuck. And that made me giggle so very much. So should we just eat our noodles and then noodle about what to do podcast wise? Are we going to figure it out?
Sorry, this is very spicy. It's so good. It's my eyes are watering.
I shaved it smooth twice. Yeah, I had a shaved head for 6 years, 6.5 years. Who can count? But yeah. Oh, I haven't even eaten my meats yet.
Ooh. The meats are so good. Did you want to try mine?
Oh, yeah. You want to have some of mine? Yeah. We just used each other.
Okay. Yeah.
So, friends, without saying naughty words that will get us in trouble, do you think people will still listen if the podcast comes? Well, I guess there'd be a new audience, which is fine because I do get a lot of strange messages from people who don't necessarily show me deep appreciation. So maybe it's time for a new audience. Or do I let go of podcasting? Because also I've been getting some auditions and also had lots of art things to do and also lots of explorations and writing to accomplish. But Kimberly, I think we are like currently recorded. Ooh, yours is spicy.
I think this one might be yours and this one might be mine because I recognize this flavor profile from last
time. Really? Oh, I'm sorry. What should we do? Should we switch?
Sure. We both ate our eggs.
But this one has your corn.
That's okay.
Okay. But did you eat meat yet? I didn't eat my meat yet.
I took like a bite.
Okay. I'm fine with this.
Great.
Wait, this one has a huge pepper. But mine, we both picked medium. I don't know. I don't know. They didn't label it. It is tricky when they didn't.
So we were like,
which prop is which?
Whose?
Hello from Australia. More judgment. What an interesting name. I wonder if you're being ironic.
Oh.
Yeah, I like them both very much. I love flavors. I love variety. I love to eat stuff that's so spicy. I cry. I love sensations.
She was trying to order extra spicy. But I topped her down to medium.
Thank goodness we didn't, because if we had messed up the brocks,
I would be crying.
I mean, but
I mean, that's
the fun part.
Crying,
yeah, this one's much spicier. It's got a whole pepper in it. Well, how confusing. I mean, I like them both. I hope you like the way that I crushed up the seaweed in that one.
I do. Thank you so much for crushing up the seaweed for me.
So, give me the giant hot pepper. More flavor, the better. Well, is a hot pepper flavor? Here's the question. This is a noodle. when it's so spicy that your taste buds are like, ah! Is that flavor or does it block out the flavor buds?
You know? Well, I guess it depends on the person. Because my spice tolerance is much lower than my partner's.
Okay.
And so if they're eating something that they're like, wow, it's so flavorful and I taste it and it just completely blacks out my taste buds, then for me it's not adding flavor.
Right.
But for them it's delicious flavor. And tasty and flavorful.
This pepper is not spicy. This is my pepper report. It is not spicy. Hello, friend man 01. We're noodling on disappointment. I would love to hear from anyone who's out there who is an artist or creative. When you get disappointment, whether it's like, yeah, I guess it's interesting because I've been getting a lot of compliments on podcast related things lately, but a lot of external,
no,
like I'm so naughty accidentally all the time. And I'm like, you guys don't even know about my naughty parts. I have red stuff all over my face. I'm going to allow my face to just be a messy face, and then you can tell me later if I'm messy.
Okay.
I hate it when I'm, like, in the middle of, like, stuffing food in my face, and people are like, you got something on it. I was like,
you're like, yeah,
for later. Okay, I'm eating it now. Like, I could wipe it off. For me, it's just spicy enough when my cheek starts to tingle. I love to cry. Mm-hmm. I love to fully cry. I don't do sugar, alcohol, drugs, and so this spiciness is my thrill. And other things that we won't talk about here. Please don't talk about things we're not supposed to talk about on this platform here. I don't know if you're paying attention, but the whole point is I am trying very hard not to get censored. I have been struggling with censorship. I've been struggling to make a living with a podcast after 4 years of people being like, oh my god, you can make money. Oh my god, you can make money. Oh my god, you can make money. I'm like, can I? Show me the way. So I'm like, I'm pretty bummed about Spotify right now. I'm bummed that they let trolls I guess there's a thing Billy Procida told me last night in our little catch-up call. There's a term that's called brigading. So trolls just like pile on you and negative rate you. So if any of you out there love me, if any of you out there love the work that I do, I would love it if you could go on Spotify. It takes 30 seconds, less than that. But if you open the app and just leave some nice stars, 5 stars like an Uber driver, you know, it messes with people's life if you leave 4. And we're really trying to come back. We're still at a 3 because we got attacked it down to a 2.9 last year. Becky! So for any of you out there, I would love to hear your noodles, either anything you're noodling about this week or noodles on how you handle disappointment in general, especially creative disappointment or like things that are disappointing to your personal parts. As that's coming out of my mouth, I'm like, uh-oh, she's making the same mistake of forgetting that people don't really like to talk about deep personal stuff in public spaces. But, you know, I think for me, I am really, really used to disappoint. I must have some sort of rejection kink. Kimberly has it right with black. Kimberly, you are right with black.
Oh, thank you.
Seems like a judgment, but I'm not sure what the message there is.
Is it about maybe splash?
Hmm. Are you concerned for my sports bra? I have OxyClean, okay? Also, who on earth cares about my sports bra? Me, but like, I live in a house full of everything has paint on it, so this is why we can't have nice things. But, yeah, so here's a noodle. Would you answer, like, would you come on the podcast? Maybe more people will come on if we talk about love rather than the thing we're not supposed to talk about. I like to do a big cry and then ice cold shower. Oh, thank you, Drop Cloth.
Oh, interesting.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I have not yet cried. Kimberly did give me a big hug. I think I'm just like, not terribly surprised, but I'm also frustrated, and I'm also just like, what are we going to do? I don't know that adding a podcast is the answer.
No.
I don't know that continuing to podcast is the answer. I'm very suspicious of the accidental hyper-friendly, oh, I got a lime. I have a lime. Fun. Like, I am friendly, but also, I'm not an automatic yes to everyone just because someone listened to me in their ear, and it's interesting because not all podcasters I talk to have that experience. Redhead guys, spicy. I'm concerned for my noodle splatter. I'm not concerned about it.
Becky
also, I've gotten it on my boobs and not my...
I try to look for the things I could do differently and remind myself that even if the feeling is shitty now, it will pass.
Ooh.
Smart.
And we're only getting better. This too shall pass. What? Yeah, it's because I'm very frustrated. And I'm sort of like, 6 years of passion project does not a job make. But also, honestly, the interviews have been going so well. During these 52 days, like, it's been intense to do so many interviews, but also I got more space on my schedule. Wiley.com/, oh, I don't want to say podcast. We'll get you there. xstoriespodcast.com will get you there. I love interviewing people. I love asking the deep questions. You know, the people that end up signing up are super duper thoughtful and give beautiful answers. Well, for the most part. You can tell. Any listeners can tell when someone is not listening and just kind of on their own agenda. Hello, Melissa. Hello, RN19. We're talking about artistic disappointment, or disappointment in general, but we're noodling on the future of X Stories podcast and how it shall perhaps transform. Are we going to make it safer for work? You know, my life is so much larger than just the naughty things that I keep getting censored for, so I'm like, should I highlight that stuff instead? Will anyone want to talk about it? I think it's day-by-day thing for me and how I deal with disappointment. Some days I rock it, some days I crumble. Well, that sounds very human of you,
yeah.
And I relate to that. I'm going to eat this pepper. Do you want to work the next one?
Oh, sure. I'm still working to schedule for the pod. Ah, I think we could talk about so many things, the traditional content or all the creative things and keep them in tight brain things. Fun! Yeah!
I mean, I literally have huge question lists at wiley.com/share. I would love to noodle Kimberly on, like, how do I do more irresistible invitations for people to actually share? Like, It is very interesting to me the amount of people that claim to want to talk to me one-on-one, I guess on their schedule. Maybe it's just like, I want you right now. Are you here now? And I'm like, only if you find me on certain sites. I can't say the name of here. The large cat-like sites, wiley.com/links.
Well, I mean, I think part of it is also just being more visible.
I'm a great interviewer.
You are
more judgment judges that I'm a great interviewer.
Mm.
I love how you get so into your guests. What does that mean? We're usually virtual.
I'm projecting, but probably how
explain
you
explain me. Please help.
Probably how, like, getting into your guests in terms of, like, being engaged, being curious, asking questions, getting excited.
I do get excited. Probably the number one reflection I hear is she's so excited, like, in pretty much any context, and I'm like, why isn't everyone else more excited? But I guess that's
Oh my god, yeah, Becky's schedule, now that you're all settled in moving-wise.
Yeah, do it! Do it! Do it! I mean, I get it. I trust the divine timing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I trust the unfolding. However, I will say, if you've been thinking about it, do it before June 21st, because we're noodling today. We're not coming to decisions today, but I don't know what's happening after June 21st. I am working to get as many podcasts as possible, so if you would like me to keep going, please help me do that. Because then I need a break. I got to focus on my writing. I got to focus on some other work and just, like, you know, have to really figure out this artisty thing. Kimberly keeps all this stuff going in the background. I have been traveling nonstop for work the last 2 years, and it's been a lot. And so I'm like, I love these passion projects, but Quote, tell me more. More judgment. I'll tell you anything. I think
anything that is safe to be talked about on this
here
platform.
On this platform. Well, I was going to say, I'll tell you anything, and there are certain places where you can, you know, apply to be a guest. Again, you can be anonymous. We can change your voice. Kimberly is very good at pitch shifting. You don't have to be on video. However, I do very much believe that we are all making the world a more loving place by smashing bits of shame together. And I have lots of question lists if you don't want to talk about SEXY things. I know there are people on this platform that just say all the words, but I used to wiggle live and got taken off for saying the name of the podcast. Oh my gosh, I am getting hot.
Wait, can I even say that?
Yes.
You know, it's funny because what I'm working on in therapy is, like, loving and accepting all of me as is in a day-to-day, moment-to-moment way. And I was noodling with Kimberly as we were walking to get our noodles about how I think my experience with, like, I have been surprised every time about censorship. I'm like, wait, what? That? So that's been, I think it's hard to have the control over a situation that depends on so much that it's out of your control. Yeah. And so I'm in let go mode. Kimberly's really good at reminding me to be in let go.
Oh my gosh. More judgment. Send us an email. We can.
Yeah, I think we're talking to someone from Australia tomorrow. and I change my like recording slots all the time. So if that's the only thing holding you back. Also, just to be clear, I don't do calls. Like, I have to look at the person on video. I'm not like Kathy K of Strictly Anonymous. Hers is literally a phone. And she was like, that might be easier for you. Maybe that's what you're, maybe you're too complicated with a link. People don't like links. I was like, oh, maybe. I need a big bowl of scary, spicy pho so much right now. Go get it. Go meet your own needs. If that's what you need and you're clear on it.
Oh.
Everything can get delivered.
Mark asked, how do they even judge what to censor? Great question, Mark.
Mark, we wish we knew.
We don't know.
And you know what? They won't tell us. I asked for transparency last year. I was like, hey, I'm a little bit autistic. I try so hard to follow the rules. I try really, really hard. Everything I do is to bring emotional context to interpersonal connection. And I just want to foster communication because I notice a lot of people have difficulties with these conversations. And then every time I'm with a person, they're like, wow, I feel like I can be honest with you. Wow, I feel like I can say anything around you. Wow, it's so nice that you're so non-judgmental. And lo and behold, I get judged for that. More judgment. Explain it to me. I am curious about your username and how you came to like the story of that. That's the question I would ask you if we were on. What version of stories would that be?
Internet
Insta stories?
Which we are on right now.
Well, I've also been wanting to be interviewed for like years now, but get a bit of anxiety. Yeah. I interviewed someone today who let me know ahead of time that they have a lot of anxiety. And I was like, I get it. Me too. We take a breath together before we record. I have about 10 minutes of patter and I check in with your nervous system. It sounds like this. Hi. Okay, let's be human. First, sometimes I'm like this. Fuck, this isn't working. You think I've been doing this for so many years. Ah, it's not. Okay, hold on. I'll be right away. Okay. Hi, how are you? Let's drop in like humans. How are you doing today? And if someone is like, not good, I'm like, cool, let's record another day, you know? And if they're like, I'm nervous, I'm like, I get it. I was nervous for a long time, but hopefully we'll settle down and I have a few things to go over with you. And then I go over all the things because Kimberly edits the episodes and we try not to give Kimberly too much work. This is part of what I say. However, the whole point of the experiment is that people feel comfortable sharing authentically. I do not identify as a journalist. I do not believe in shock journalism or like, I don't have to like angle to get a story. People are just interesting as is. As a teacher, I feel very conflicted about how much I can share. You can use an alias.
Yeah, you can be anonymous and we can change your voice.
We've had many teachers on. And you know what the funny thing is? Teachers do adult things. And I think everyone knows that. Because like, lots of teachers have children, and we all know how those get made, so.
It's not unrelated. Anya is, do we know Anya?
Oh, who are you waving to? I'm waving to Jeff, Cosmic Cousins, and also I got excited because Anya wants to know about our noodles. We're eating noodles.
We're eating pho. Or no, we're eating,
no,
ramen.
We're eating ramen.
Somebody else wants
we're
to eat pho.
We're just noodling. Yeah, redhead guys wants to eat pho. But we're just noodling. Oh, we got an alien pillow.
Delightful.
So this is a just noodling segment where I'm down to hear what you're noodling about. Today we're noodling on disappointment, what to do about ex stories, should it just be love stories. I'm noodling about calling it personal education, like starting a safer word channel that has no S-E-X on it. And that's where we'll do love, relationships, dating, all of it. If you go to yle.com/share, I have so many question lists. And here's the thing. I know you guys are finding them because I'm hearing from people who ask their partners my questions. And it leads to really good things. It leads to really hot things, okay? So not to, like, toot my own horn, but, it's not even bragging. Like, I'm good at asking questions, which people tell me all the time. I just like asking questions. Sometimes I feel bad at asking questions because I really annoy people with my questions. So, you know.
It's just because you're a thorough questioner. And not everyone's ready to answer deep noodle questions.
Yes, and I can't always read the social signals. I'm getting better, but I have missed many a social signal in my life that is basically saying, stop asking questions, but they're not telling me with their mouth. And so I'm like, but what's happening for you right now? I don't get it. But you said this, but your behavior is opposite from your words. And so, like, where's the real thing? And that's how I've exploded many a person. It's quite a skill. Mark says, it's not bragging if it's true. Yeah, well, I think thank you for saying that. And also, I think we live in a culture sometimes where, look at the famous ladies. Look at sometimes how they treat Beyonce, sometimes how they, like, the really successful boss-ass babes who, like, own their shit. They get attacked by the media in these ways. Luckily, I don't have that problem. That's the good thing about a dwindling listenership. You don't have to worry about that. Yay, censorship.
Speaking of, make sure to share the latest episode of the podcast with people you think might enjoy it.
Oh, gosh.
You just flicked so much broth.
Everywhere. I got excited because Carly from Aurora is amazing. We had such a good conversation. Podcast release has moved to Tuesdays. Because I guess that's, we're courting the algorithm. We're trying to woo it. but just like my regular dating life, in spite of how many times people are like, amazing, so good, fascinating, hot. It's just not working. The wooing. Wooing's not my thing.
Well, we've been wooing for about a week.
Yes, so. Being told forever to stop asking, how do we know if we don't be curious and ask? Well, I know. And I know a lot of people find it difficult to ask because they've had terrible experiences with the responses to questions, right? Whether that's a rude teacher at school. Like, it took me a minute to figure out that some teachers are so insecure because they don't know stuff and they can't just say, I don't know. I don't know a lot of stuff. And I have a large amount of success being like, I don't get it. What do you mean? Help me understand. I think I'm understanding you, but I'm not really sure. Can you say it a different way? But then sometimes there are, like, in pole dancing class, I was like, can you show me one more time? And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah, I have a hard time. Like, I'm autistic. I don't understand where my body is in space. And you're a dance genius and did it fast. What type of podcast do you personally listen to? mostly the Huberman Lab. And also, Sex Work CEO and, oops, I said it out loud. I think it's okay. Her channel is called that, but I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of provider podcast, like worker podcasts. And what else do I listen to? Mostly Huberman Lab
right
now. Because I'm catching up on his sleep series. If you get your sleep on lock and nutrient yourself properly, your whole life may change. Unless you're already like a fine-tuned machine. Tell me.
So Huberman Lab, Huberman. That's the guy's last name who hosts it.
Dr. Andrew Huberman, professor of ophthalmology and neurobiology at Stanford School of Medicine and Science. He's my number one hero, my number one celebrity crush. I think he counts as a celebrity.
Can you scroll up a little bit? Because I did see something come through that we didn't get a little bit more. What's your advice / thoughts on people who want to share so much but don't feel like they can get deep with the people around them?
It's the number one question I get. Usually, there's two things happening here. Sometimes you just have to practice and try, and that opens up a world of wow. Sometimes we might put ourselves, speaking from my own personal past experience, we might be surrounded by people who truly are judgmental and at a different place in their own developmental journeys. Kimberly has been one of the biggest, like, up levels of my life because I can say anything to you.
Yeah.
That's honest, that's true. And I am received, you know, now I've also done some work on myself and I'm kind and I'm not like, but Kimberly deals with some of the pokiest parts of me. Like, Kimberly sees most of my big freakouts. You know, even about small, stupid things, right? Like, just the other day, I was freaking out about an email snafu too early in the morning, and so I can correct my behavior when that happens. But if you're feeling difficulty in sharing, I would first say, are you in a, you know, can you zoom out and look at your surroundings and say, like, is it actually safe for you to share with those people? And if it's not, do you want to keep choosing that situation? I know sometimes we're bonded to communities and families, but maybe you need to find a new branch of community you can share with, but maybe mostly I know that for me in my previous iteration, I was just like kind of shy and quiet and confused a lot. Like, I felt pretty disconnected from all of my friends most of the time. I love my sweet family and like we mostly like eat food and smile together, but I wasn't feeling the deep, deep connection that I like crave that makes me feel like connected. That's something that basically in leading the way, I have invited people into the type of closeness that I want. I also, over the past 7-8 years, have had a big shift in a lot of friendships. Some of those are for practical, logical reasons. Like, people grow away. They literally move away. What are you thinking? You got a noodle?
I was mostly just going to remind you to drink water.
Thank you.
Also, out there, stay hydrated. Drink some water.
I would say Kimberly's a really good example of someone who surrounds themselves with friends who are supportive. I feel like you are able to talk to your friends about almost anything. So do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was able to find people through a shared interest. So it was online role-playing games. Yeah. And I just ended up playing with people that I really meshed with, and that organically turned into like a regular weekly gaming group, and then those are now 5 of my best friends.
And through online gaming, I also met my partner. And now, you know, we're in love and it's great. And it's been...
Did you ever have a hard time sharing with people? Or was that something you just...
I think I definitely had a hard time sharing prior to... it was an evolution when I was in college because I went to acting school. So it was a lot of like emotional growth / looking at what I wanted and needed in relationships.
Yeah.
And after college is, you know, I was trying to find myself. I didn't really like my job. I didn't work with people that I really enjoyed. And then I guess it was just me working on myself that then
led. There's a willingness.
A willing, yeah.
Because you just showed up and were like, I've never been to downtown LA before. This is kind of a lot. And oh my God. And okay, I'll do this photo shoot without any clothes, you know.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yeah. The first time Wyo and I met where it was for the podcast, episode 34. And Wyo was the first person who ever saw me naked. It was the first time I'd ever shared deeply about my, yeah, I guess it's
so it's a willingness. Yeah. You know, and again, if you're in a space of safety, right? Like, I'm not saying, because sometimes if it's a big deal to share and you finally get up your courage to do it and you do it with someone who's gonna bite your head off or shame you or judge you.
I would say little bites of
sharing. I'm learning to offer one nugget at a time, one morsel at a time. Anything else to say on that? Ask us more college questions about. Which platforms are you having trouble with? Spotify. So yes, Spotify is where we could definitely use 5 stars if you have time. And then Apple, if you want to leave us a nice review.
We love reading the nice reviews.
Yeah, I love reading them so much. It makes me feel like my life has a purpose. Not that I ever really seek external validation because I'm trying to fit in more than, more than stand out, but it is nice to read. And also I had other podcasters recently tell me that it's good to read them out loud. And I'm like, this is very nice. Wow. So many people wrote nice things and it makes my heart warm and fuzzy. And I usually get kind of wet here in the face area. And,
what a weird way to say it. I love it.
That's what happens. Just when I eat spicy noodles, spice and love, right? I mean, that's why they call it spicy. So yeah, Spotify we're struggling on, but it's also that, today we got the rejection from Megaphone, which is where our podcast is currently hosted, from the Spotify Podcast Ad Network, SPAN. And that is the highest tier of programmatic advertising. So it's the best way to make money as a podcaster without selling individual host read ads to podcasters. And so I have some podcaster friends who make real grown-up money every month. And we thought that was going to be in our future because we have very similar content. And it's been a real roller coaster of a year chasing it and a lot of disappointment and a lot of money spent trying to do it and a lot of so there's two layers. So the layer that people could help with publicly is just getting those numbers up on Spotify for X Stories. There's also this part of me that's should we just toss it all behind? Should we just take it down? I don't know. Should I just hide it? I don't know. I'm kind of having that's probably not going to happen, but yeah. So many are so in depth, I get lost.
Huberman Lab.
Oh. You don't have to listen all at once.
I listened to the most recent episode over the course of 3 days, 2 days. Whenever you told me about it is when I started listening to it, and
it was yesterday.
Monday.
Yesterday? It was Monday.
It's a long episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just kind of put it on while I was walking or while I was cooking and just listening.
I think they do a great job of talking for science nerds, or he calls them the aficionados out there, the people that are in medical school, that are in grad school, that are studying those things. They're what do you think you're reporting
about? He was when the typical person thinks of the metabolism, they think ATP.
And we were okay.
Do I know what you're talking about?
But yeah, no, I love him. I've been watching. He had a great one on back pain. And because I've been computering so hard to try to be a real online creator, I've been having some lower back pain. So I've been watching his video where he does all of the... the exercises to strengthen the muscles around my spine. Kimberly, when dealing with freakouts with someone that you're that close to, what do you do to de-escalate without disconnection?
Oh, interesting. What do you do to de-escalate? Well, I mean, with freakouts with you, it'll normally just be sort of listening through what you're saying. And honestly, you usually calm yourself down.
Well, you go... I also have enough consciousness that I'm like, it's, you're the witness. Sometimes it is at you, but I will say you are just calm. And we were talking about this because I don't have that level of, I'm gaining, every day I'm getting better, we're only getting better. I'm gaining the calm that Kimberly has, because oftentimes if someone at me is like, blah, blah, then I'll be like, blah, but like when I'm like, Kimberly, Kimberly's like, okay, you know, and that actually has been such a good model for me to practice being a little fucking calmer.
Yeah. Well, and it's also interesting because I was noodling on this the other day of like, oh, my reaction or my natural reaction is to sort of like take in what the other person is doing and feeling. And I think I can trace that back to like childhood with like, you know.
Yeah. You also had stoic moments.
Stoic moments?
Didn't you? It was like a while where you were just like, no, I'm not going to react, right?
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think I accidentally gave myself the best training of how I would react to volatile situations growing up.
I see.
And so now I have this ability to take in like when you're freaking out without it like, and being able to like listen through it, or being able to like try not necessarily redirect, but like
I also did give you a pretty good disclaimer when we started working together of like, sometimes when I'm in thinky deep noodle mode, I just like, I, when I am so focused on an issue or a problem or a solving or a whatever, I lose my complete ability to mask, because it costs energy to add smiles to my voice. And so sometimes I'm just like, I am talking like this and I do not have any happy tones for my voice and I'm thinking through this, and then, you know, and sometimes it is at you, or I'm like, it needs to be like this, and I know, but I also do try to do a lot of caveats of like,
you're really good at doing caveats. Yeah.
Am I?
Go on. You're getting better. You're only getting better at it.
Mmm. Spicy. Yeah. So I would say Kimberly's good at disconnect, at de-escalation without disconnection. I think a lot of it actually is validation. You validate my experience. Like you being with me in the feeling, not adding to the feeling, not saying, yeah, that's bad, not fanning the flames.
Yeah.
But just hearing, witnessing, not trying to solve it, not trying to like fix it. Because it's not, I mean, sometimes it is your job to fix
whatever
the actual snafu is, but that's not what I mean. I mean, like, Kimberly never tries to fix my experience and never tries to edit my experience. And so is just present and with me. And, you know, all of the books that I've done, all the reading I do on like child development and emotional stuff, it's, there's a lot of validation of like, I know that's hard. Actually, one of my favorite episodes of the Huberman Lab is with Dr. Becky. What's her last name? It's the one on parenting. She has a parenting podcast.
Oh, you recommend,
what is her name? I'm blanking on her last name. Right, Kennedy? Dr. Becky Kennedy. And she has that podcast, even though it's like written, I almost knocked this fully over. Even though it's like written for parents, I learned so much about human connection from that. And she has, what does she call it? The both and, like two things can be true. Like, I am upset and we need you to put your socks on so we can go to school. Whatever.
Yeah. Like you are upset. Yes. Yeah. And also we need to move on, or like, you know, we need to actually handle the situation.
Yeah. And I would say we are good together at presencing that in our work and just like figuring out all the stuff. Becky says,
what if you had 2 to 3 people per episode with shorter interviews on more specific topics?
Tell me how to get all the scared people to apply.
You can plan that ahead and people could sign up for the topic they resonate with. I mean, there are the question lists, which is kind of a...
I mean, it's an invitation. I think people want to talk to me one-on-one. I also, it's weird because I do have a thing where I'm like, what topic do you want to talk about? They're like, anything! You know, and so I'm like, okay, I guess we'll do the default. I mean, I like the idea of having roundtable discussions. I have a hard time doing short anything. Like, I'm always like, yeah, and it'll be 30 minutes and an hour goes by. So, like, I've learned that, I mean, how long have we been going even right now?
Probably a while.
Who knows? It takes time to eat spicy noodles and talk about stuff. 42 minutes, not too bad. But I do like that. I mean, that is what I was trying to do last year with the Deep Dive Lives on Patreon. I'm not live streaming, unless I have a friend sitting right next to me, is a little bit blah, 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 blah for my brain. Having you kind of talk while I finish drinking my broth, you do that, is helpful.
Do you play Dungeons and Dragons? And also, congrats, Kim. I do prefer Kimberly.
We call her Kimberly.
I have played Dungeons and Dragons in the past. My main game that I play is Good Society, which is a Jane Austen role-playing game set in the Regency.
You may, if you watch Dimension 20, you may be familiar with A Court of Fae and Flowers, and that like mashed up some of the Good Society rules with D&D. But yeah, it's really fun. And then
I don't know what that means, but I love it. I love it. Those are all names of games?
Those are all names of games, yeah.
Okay. Have you read or heard of the books? What's it called? What am I trying to say? A Court of Thorns and Roses?
I have heard of A Court of Thorns and Roses. I've been told
by people. I didn't mention it in a podcast.
You did mention it recently. You would have heard of it. But I've known about it for about, I want to say like a year or so now, because lots of people were reading it.
Yeah.
I was recommended not to read it.
Interesting.
By
why?
People. I don't know. They said that they just thought I wouldn't enjoy it, and I trust them in terms of knowing my taste. So
I'm extra curious.
So I'm maybe, but I am curious though. Whenever somebody's like, no, you're not going to like it, I'm like, but what if I do? Because I like fantasy, you know? Yeah. So yeah. I don't know.
I met a friend at the spa in the locker room the other day, and I don't know that series at all, but someone had just told me about it, so it's on my radar, and I was like, looking at the title, I was like, I feel like it's from that series, and so I was like, excuse me, is that book from this series? And what do you think of it? Because I am researching fantasy fiction that has spicy scenes in it, but is not censored, because I'm working on my next writing things, and I am determined to make things that will not get censored. I mean, I can't, I'm not in control of censors, but yeah, okay, and affirmation is always nice to receive. Oh, Marin's here! Wow, we have not been keeping up.
Yes.
I reflect excitement back if it's calm. When you guys, when you have ADHD/autism traits, mirroring is huge. Well, I think it's huge for everybody. And that's
so to have someone be calm is calming.
Yeah, that's true. Lyle, what's one thing you've wished people would practice when dating someone with ADHD/autism? Get off my live stream. It doesn't come in, does it?
You wished people would practice.
Well, I think everyone always can benefit from checking in to see, you know, so this is tough because it's a consciousness question. But basically, for me, the biggest issue is I don't know how to point out when someone has an assumption I do not share. And that is the most complicated thing because I'm like, how do I not make them wrong? But also, I don't really know what the fuck they're talking about. So could they please slow down? And also, for me, one of the things that people get bothered with in me, like one of the reasons that dating is uncomfortable for me is especially when I have no context for a person. So when we're words on a screen only, I'm like, what do you mean? like for me, so many words have lots of meanings. The dictionary lets us know that. We all learn that. However, I understand that many regular people, but also many people are irregular. Literally everyone is different from each other, like by definition. I wish that there were more cultural awareness of understanding that just because you assume something to be true does not mean I assume something to be true. You know, I've recently had like a friend try to comfort me by basically being like, but you'll never have to worry about your life being boring. And I'm like, that has literally never been a concern of mine because every day someone's like, fascinating, unique, so different. Huh? What's happening? You're so, like an alien. Whoa, like a robot, like a, wow. You know, and so I wish to not be othered personally. However, it's been explained to me many times and it must be reiterated and I'm only getting better at remembering this, that those are compliments to many people. And so I also I love clear communication. I know that means something different to everyone, but there's the active listening component of like, oh, what do you mean about that? And so it's like maybe higher baselines of curiosity.
Yeah, it's curiosity. I feel like it's listening. It might have been from a Huberman Lab episode that you had talked about or a book that you had read, but talking about like getting to know the person that you're with or dating. And it was talking about it in terms of long-term relationships, but the idea of meeting the person that you're dating every day because they're a different person.
Yes, that was the book You're Not Listening. It was by a New York Times author. I read it in January of last year and it was, yeah. And so I think about that all the time because I'm like,
me too.
You don't even know me today. I'm different now.
I was like, sometimes I don't know me and I get to learn every day.
Wait, yes. And it's like, that's why when people are like, well, women have to say what they like in bed. And it's like, you like one same thing all the time, every day, for the rest of forever with every single partner you might have? Really? Because literally no one I've ever interviewed has said, I mean, like, yes, we have a general idea, right? Like,
yeah.
But like, How do you keep, you have a partner. Mm-hmm. You guys communicate a lot. Yeah. How do you know, like, do you have a method for checking in that keeps you, like, on the same page? Or, like how do you know, how do you update? Because they're long distance.
We're long distance, yeah.
And so you have a practice, perhaps, of checking in to get to know them every day.
Sometimes we go, hi, my name is Kimberly. And these are the things that I learned about myself today. And
wait, really?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah, we started doing it when I was out east in last month.
Yeah.
Whenever that was, whatever March. Time is.
Yeah.
In March. And so, because I've thought about that since you told me about that. About, like, the getting to know each other every day.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what if?
Yeah,
we just introduce ourselves every once in a while.
Do you, like, pick whatever's present for you in that moment, or is it like a joke every time? Okay.
Oh, it kind of sounds like a joke as a lead-in, but then it's always genuine.
Do you ever go, like, I mean, I do this to you, I think, often. I'm like, I've discovered something about myself. But do you do that with other people? Because I'm pretty much constantly like, here's what I'm learning about. Here's what I'm noodling about. This is my theme of the week.
I mean, I will often sort of just share about myself to people, like, especially if I am realizing something,
which goes back to the earlier question,
experiencing
how.
Things. Yeah,
just surround yourself with people who you know will listen.
Yeah.
Unrelenting curiosity is a trait of our brains, and society tries to train it out. I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. I could totally see a version where that's the story. I've noticed that there seems to be a common pattern in society of people don't always want to noodle with me because they are afraid of judgment. That's why I call it noodling, to let you know that it's silly.
It's so
it's wiggly.
Silly.
We're not judging. We are noodling. It's like a brainstorm. It's unfinished because we are all works in progress. Oh, that was my favorite thing from this week's Huberman Lab episode. It's talking about food, habits, etc. We're all in process. We're all in progress. I'm reading Mistakes Were Made by Meryl Wilmer right now, just about done, and I'm loving lots of spicy scenes.
Got it right down. Thanks.
Mistakes Were Made.
A Wilsner. Wilsner. Thank you, Danielle.
Wait, by who? Meryl. Okay. I love it. I love recommendation. Thank you for that. Okay, we have finished our spicy thing. Oh, is there more stuff?
What? Someone said that's really wholesome, cute, and playful. We'll be adopting that. Thanks, Kimberly. Oh my God, my pleasure.
Mark is
absolutely
great.
My pleasure.
Mark. Okay, so Mark believes that it's time for me to make a new collage.
Mark.
I know. Time. Maybe this weekend. Judgment is definitely one of those ways of training. Yeah, well, and I think we all must practice. I was trained in judgment, like many people, and it was only when I was 26 and I was like, get rid of your hair. I don't know, did I shave off my judgment? But that was where I gave myself time and space. Howdy.
Howdy.
Shenanigator. Oh, yay. I think I know who that is. very nice person. You know, and allowing myself to not know, allowing myself to wonder. Now there's a downside, right? Because I'm like, I'm never on the same page as people. Never is not true, right? I actually do find people that I'm on similar wavelengths with in surprising places all over. Also because I love sinks, but also just I am always looking for the connection. And I think that frames a lot of my experience, you know? And I think because of that, and I walk around with this vibe of like, who are you? What are you doing? What are you noodling on? You know, people tend to open up and share a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I personally need a new collage.
Mark!
There was a moment where I was like, I should make everyone collages with every photo shoot I do. And I was like, that is not
that's
efficient
a lot.
Use of time.
That's a lot.
Okay. Should we wiggle wrap up? Oh, wait. Nothing wrong with having wiggle friends. Noodle friends and caring. Okay.
You're all of our wiggle friends.
Everyone who's here is a number one noodle friend. Thank you for anyone who shared noodles. Okay. Now we shall be wiggling.
Now we're wiggling.
It's officially Wiggle Wednesday. And also, concrete takeaway from Huberman Lab this week. People have longer life expectancies if every 30 minutes you get up and do 2 minutes of light movement. Like, it could be walking. What was she saying? Some kind of squat?
Air squat.
I don't even know what an air squat is.
I think it's just this.
I could wiggle into an air squat. So I would recommend wiggling. And what I learned, so I started wiggling on my 30th birthday 5 years ago. One night, I was brushing my teeth in the mirror. I was trying to do a wall sit. I was very weak. I was like, ah, I can't do it. So I was like, what's the bare minimum? So I was brushing my teeth and wiggling. And then I was like, basically, I got infected by a wiggle noodle that still to this day will become a musical. But it basically is a practice of self-love and joy. And then because I was wiggling daily for about 1,000 days, like on Instagram, people sent me so many messages about how actually good it is for regulating your anxiety, regulating the human body. We're sending signals to our cells, to our mitochondria right now to make more power. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it wakes the body up. And if we can just move, like that bilateral movement, go outside, get sunlight in your eyes within 30 minutes of waking up in the morning, get late angle. We're going to go on a walk after this outside, probably get low angle sunlight in those eyes. To set your circadian rhythm, do yourself a favor, prioritize food. I mean, do whatever you want to do. But people are always asking me, like, how do you do all the arts? How do you live such a happy? How are you so curious? I think it's because my dopamine system is, like, well-trained because I eat nutritious foods that come from good soils. And I wiggle every day because life is extremely wiggly. And if you don't wiggle with it, you break. You snap. That's my experience, anyway. I have... You know, because in my earlier days of, like, super hyper-productivity, I burned myself out producing and, like, create, you know. And so we want to make beautiful, wiggly, wavy circles. Do you have any other noodle thoughts, camper friend?
I don't think so. Just thank you all
for
joining us.
I said, wow, you are wonderful and unique. I got called unique again. Do you feel like there's pressure on you to change what you talk about on your podcast? Yes, that's what this whole noodle session is about. I feel like you should ignore the pressure and let your audience find you. Well, it's a lot of work for no money, and I need to do something with my time so that I have food to eat and, like, live. So you can find me on Patreon. You could go rate 5 stars on Spotify and Apple and leave a nice review if you want to do a no-cost form of support. You can find me in many corners of the internet, and if you want to have personal sex stories, there's a place with panthers where you can find me. It's been very fun, and I invite you to come play with me as a panther place. Wiley.com/links. I think I need to redo it, but I think that's good. Did we do it?
I think we did it.
Wiggle friend! Wiggly! Wait, should we do a wiggle hug in a circle?
Sure!
Woo! We've never done this before! What a wiggle-libration! Yeah, so all right, wiggle friends. Maybe that's the rebrand, human connection stories. Yeah, so I'm thinking personal education, love, relationships, and connection. Something like that. I think personal educate, like for me, it always is about educating each other. And we'll figure it out. Becky,
love you
go too. Sign up. Wiley.com/share is where you can look at all of the questions. They're out there. Ask your partners. Like the whole point is spread ripples of love and connecting. Whether there's a podcast, whether there's not a podcast. Like maybe we do this instead of the podcast. I don't know. Today is not the day to figure it out. We're just noodling. All right, noodle friends. Mwah! Have a wonderful evening.
Bye.
Sweet lovers, it would be absolutely incredible if you rated this podcast 5 stars and left a nice little review. We want to get this pod out to as many people who are curious about connection as possible, and you taking a couple seconds to leave some stars and a review really helps us do that. Thank you. If you want to go deeper with me, you can get updates that include my sex stories, fantasies, private thoughts, and artwork updates, and get access to our community Discord where you can post your own nudes, share your stories privately. I'm also finally learning how to use Discord, so that has been really fun, all while supporting this independent podcast. Go ahead and join me on patreon.com/yolee. And if you'd like a lens into my erotic side and want to stimulate my work kink in other ways, you can join me on onlyfans.com/yolee for a taste of all my masturbation, meditation, sensation, explorations, and exclusive photos, or unlock one by one at onlyfans.com/yofree. If you want to get slutty and play with me in real time, you can join me on Sext Panther for spicy messages, calls, or live video at sextpanther.com/yo. And if you have been thinking about being a guest on Sext Stories, now is the time. Apply to be a guest on pod before June 21st, 2024, because it looks like the creation gods are sending me in a different direction. And I would definitely love to talk to any of you who have been wanting to work up the courage for however long you've been thinking about it. Visit sexstoriespodcast.com to sign up now. And if you don't want to do a full episode, but you do have a single story or a question you want to share with me, I love getting voice memos. And if you want to see all of my question lists about sex, love, and relationships of all kinds, visit yole.com/share. Also, if you want to hire me as a photographer or videographer, whether you're making professional slutty content, professional not slutty content, or you just want to document you and your boo as a kind of time capsule, I'm very fun to work with. yole.com/book is the place where you can do just that. This podcast is an independent production, which means that it is supported by my work as a freelance artist. So supporting in any of the above ways and or with tips of all sizes via Cash App or Venmo is always super welcome and very appreciated and makes me tingly in many places. The amazing Kimberly Loftus is our editor, and we are Sex Stories once again because our potentially life-changing podcast supporting safe for work advertising opportunity has fallen through. Officially, we've gotten to the end of that trail. So you can thank the censorship-loving decision makers of the Spotify Podcast Ad Network. And if you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you would please take one moment to share it with one of your curious friends. Because you know that the only way for us to spread our own ripples of love and to combat the truly harmful censorship that is on the rise right now is to start by communicating with the people who are in our personal sphere. We want to make as many people's sex lives as satisfying as possible. And you sharing this episode with even just one person you know who would benefit might do exactly that. So thank you so much in advance. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me deep inside your ears. Thank you for joining me to spread ripples of love. Please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and remember to share sex stories.